Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase, let's get ready to rumble, just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
All right, good morning. Welcome in. Happy Friday, Football Friday. You're on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. We will have everything a Football Friday usually contains, picks, keys to the game, all of our normal guests like Munson, BC, and Sipple. Spin the wheel, double spin Friday. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We usually give our locks at this point in time. Now, I will say this, and we're going to have our locks here momentarily. Damon has informed us that he will want to continue playing the locks game. He's going to text us his locks every week because, and I quote, I want to win. I'm going to win this thing, actually, was the quote.
So I believe we even like, oh, that's funny. No, cool. No,
he reiterated again this morning. He wants to play and he wants to win. So he will no longer be with us here at 1620 The Zone, but he will be participating in our locks each week that we do.
Celebrity locks. Look at that.
Celebrity locks. We still get to put the graphic up and, you know, put the win losses up there.
Which is something I tried to set up before the football season and no celebrity wanted to play with us.
Yeah. Josh was, would you like to? Would you like to tell the people what you were looking into there that never came to fruition?
Let's see. I had...
Josh was reaching out to
random celebrities.
Quote-unquote celebrities to try and participate in Friday Picks.
We had Shooter McGavin on the hook. The actor Christopher McDonald from Happy Gilmore. We had him on the hook.
What happened? How'd he get off?
I think he just didn't reel him in. We were in talks with Patton Oswalt's people to have him on the show. That never came to fruition. I got shot down a lot.
Yeah, but you tried a lot.
I did try a lot.
I'm impressed by that. That's a bit in and of itself.
So Damon's going to be our celebrity.
Yeah, I think we can get a hold of Damon. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you've unearthed that because I forgot completely about that. You just told me one day. It's like, yeah, so I think Shooter McGavin's going to come on and do picks with us on Fridays.
Shooter McGavin said he'd be interested.
I was like, excuse me?
What? I asked thinking it would be a quick no or they would just never send me anything acknowledging that I sent them an email. And they actually said they might be interested.
But before we go any further, I do want to, you know, give as good of an ode as we can to Damon Benning. Who's now had his final show in the morning on Sharp and Benning in the morning and a long run of shows at 1620 The Zone here. Gary said a whole bunch this morning, almost 2,000 shows those guys did together. They've gotten to know each other quite a bit. You know, I could talk on and on about Damon as a radio host and how talented he is and how easy he is to talk to and how you know, he understands the game and could also sort of, you know, relay it back to the listeners and relay it back to the people who are trying to understand exactly what's going on here in a really digestible way. And you know, he's really, really good at that. I would rather talk about Damon Benning as a person though. And I haven't known him that long. But you know, the first thing is, I think how welcoming he is of everybody. And I've said this before about other people in the market and just sort of, you know, trying to, I'm a kid and I'm trying to break into this thing, and I get a daily radio show, and guys like Sipple, you know, come along and they're like, they talk to you like you, your opinion matters. And, Damon Benning, you know, reaching out to my show in Lincoln, or reaching out to me, and really just kind of extending an olive branch, you know, a few years ago. And I'm thinking, really? Wow. This feels pretty special. Like this guy, but that's not because, you know, maybe it's because he thought I was good, or I've always been weirded out about him thinking I was good. But I think that's just more of who he is. I think he's just, you know, he's really welcoming of everybody. He makes you feel like you are, you know, the most important person there. You know, talk to you for a really, really long time. He's got an incredible memory, you know, and just remembering little tiny things that, you know, from small conversations from years and years and years ago. And he's got a way of making people feel special. And I think that's why, you know, people who have listened to that show or Damon on the radio for a very long time have felt like this is a really tough one, because you've gotten to know him and you know him. That's a real thing. And in a short, it's been an honor and a privilege to have been around those guys and really everybody at 1620 The Zone. I'm not going anywhere, but for such a short time, and how welcoming everyone's been. But, you know, Damon, carries a lot of weight, and, you know, his sort of acceptance and his, friendship means a lot to me, not just professionally, but also personally. So we wanted to, you know, wanted to make sure I could stumble through a thank you of some sort, and there it was.
I'll just add in that I can see why he is as valued a person as he is, in this building, but also, you know, wherever he goes, because he makes me want to be a better teammate, as cliche as that sounds, but like, I don't want to let him down.
Probably why he's pretty decent at coaching too.
Yeah.
That entire thing. Educating. Yep. So to say that we will miss him, or there will be a hole here, is an understatement. And, you know, it'll patch up and it'll get better and it'll feel more normal over time. But, you know, there's a reason why I think people you know, around here in the building and who have listened take it pretty hard, because like I said, you know the guy. You know, that's him.
Radio has that way of, like, you're just hanging out with your buddies.
Yep.
Talking, and you get to know somebody that's inside that speaker, whether it's in your car or your office. We get to know each other really quick.
It's another excuse to throw up on our bottom of the screen here, if you're watching on 1620 The Zone TV, the picture of Damon sort of smirking with his head tilt. Can we never retire that?
Oh no, that's okay. In the rafters, baby. That's RIP. We own that. That is just a 90s sitcom photo. Just, yeah. You guys.
Aww. Yeah, that's not going anywhere. We're going to use that one as much as we can. Maybe just as a meme now. I don't know. Whatever we got to do. But yeah, congratulations to Damon Benning on a fantastic run here at 1620 The Zone, and personally I look forward to, you know, him calling me randomly during the day, or maybe calling into the show. I told him this morning, I said he needs to get some burners now.
Oh yeah,
start calling into the show or tweeting into the show, something like that.
This is what I want everyone to do this weekend in honor of Damon. When you're
have a bunch of meat,
well, kind of, when you're prepping your food for the games or whatever this weekend, let's all set our air fryers at half mass, just half power. You'll have to double the time to cook it.
Yep. But
just everybody set your air fryers to half mass this weekend in honor of DB.
When you're cooking meat in your air fryer and you're only eating meat, not vegetables or fruit, you think of Damon Benning.
Low and slow this weekend, guys.
Locks? Should we transition into locks?
I have some locks.
So I don't have theirs. Have they texted you?
I have texted them. Unfortunately, I got the text to them too late. They're probably very busy over there, Jones Bros.
They said they were going to text me. I knew that wasn't going to happen this morning. We can give ours, and then they can add on before you put the graphic out, or we could just do a two-man graphic for now.
A two-man graphic?
I know. It's very sad, isn't it?
But okay.
Here's what I got this weekend. So, by the way, when you look at the college football slate, and there's a couple of these in the NFL as well, this is going to be what I'm going to refer to as Trap Weekend.
Ooh.
Not Trap Queen Weekend. This is Trap Weekend. There is just a lot of trap lines out there. Let me give you one as an example. We'll pick this game a little bit later on, so you get an idea of where we're headed here. Ole Miss is a 7-point favorite at home against Kentucky. You look at that, the public looks at that, and they say, well, number 7 Kentucky is getting 7 free points here. Like, they're the better team. I think they're going to win the game. So if you're giving me 7 free points, that just seems like an easy thing. That's what we like to refer to as a trap line. This should make you think twice. A couple of these lines should really make you think twice. There's a whole bunch in like the 3, 4, 5, 6 range as well. When you look at them that way, those should make you think twice as well. That's when they're about in the 4 or 5 range, that's telling you Vegas doesn't actually know. that's telling you they don't know what to do. So they have this way of sort of telling you what they think of this game, and then they also have a way of baiting you into stuff that you think is, you know, really, really easy, but actually it ends up going the other way. My lock this week, see, this may be a trap, and I may be falling right into it, Josh.
I was going to say, at the same time, can't I go, ooh, free points?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
some of them are traps, but some of them are free points, Connor.
It's like, What is this? Ooh, this is fun. No, it's a trap. It's a trap. I just explained it to you. Some of them will end up coming true. This may be a trap, and I may be falling right into it on Trap Week. Not Trap Queen, Trap Week. Number 15, Washington, is a 2.5-point favorite. 2.5-point favorite at UCLA. You think any UCLA fans are going to show up to that game? No. You think Washington travels well? Yes.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. UCLA has been quite pedestrian, quite mediocre,
yeah,
maybe even less. I just look at that 2.5 for Washington, even on the road, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, that sounds like I didn't have to look that hard.
And as you alluded to, there will certainly be no home field advantage
for
UCLA.
No. So this may be a trap, but I'm going to go ahead and dip the toe in, and I'm going Washington as a lock minus 2.5 on the road at UCLA.
It's a trap.
It's a lock also.
I might be doing the same thing with my lock.
This is trap week.
I'm going to the Big 12, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as TCU hosts Oklahoma. Oklahoma coming off an embarrassing loss.
Juma trap week.
They might be a little ticked off, and they might take it out on the Horned Frogs. They are minus 6.5. I say they win by a touchdown more.
Locks are in. I don't know. Maybe this is Gary or David Connor right now with their live locks. We'll find out on the other side here. But yes, this is trap week. The Big Ten schedule is sort of funky too. We'll go through a couple of those lines a little bit later on in the show. But look at Maryland as an 8-point favorite at home against Michigan State. Look at Wisconsin as a 7-point favorite at home against Illinois, just a solid 7-point favorite. Look at Minnesota as a 12-point favorite at home against Purdue. Look at Michigan giving 10.5 on the road at Kinnick. It's gonna be a lovely morning tomorrow morning. Everybody will be hammered at 8:30 in Iowa City. And we mentioned the lines of, you know, in between about 3, 4, 5, where Vegas doesn't really know what to do. Hello, Nebraska, 5-point favorite at home against Indiana. We'll have keys for that game as we go on throughout the show. Today, like I said, Munson, we'll talk recruiting with him. BC at 11:30 and Sipple at 1. The lineup is powered by the referees. John Higgins Weatherguard will spin the wheel on a double spin Friday. But as long as I am on the air, wherever I am, as long as I have a microphone in front of my face, or even if I don't, I would be horribly mistaken if I did not mention for the remainder of my life on this day, September 30th, that it is the blank year anniversary of the greatest sporting event that I will ever attend and likely that I will ever see in my life, much less that I will ever attend.
I like that you are, not only like, okay, that's it. That's the best it'll ever be.
This is it. It's not hard for me to figure out.
And also still attending sporting events just on the off chance that one tops it.
No, there won't be anything. Josh, you don't. So 8 years ago today, 8 years ago tonight, the Kansas City Royals were scheduled to play the Oakland A's in the 2014 American League wildcard game. I won tickets to that game. I was a college student in Lincoln, Nebraska. And my buddy said, hey, I'd nominated you on this Twitter contest to win tickets to the wild card game. I believe this is the day of or the day before. And the Royals tweeted back at us and they were like, you won. Congratulations. You have tickets to the game. And I was like, cool. Here's an excuse for me to not go to college for a day. I'm going to Kansas City. This should be painful or really, really fun. I don't know. The Royals got down. There was so much excitement going into the game. I'll never forget the crowd. It was a beautiful night, just like it is today. And it was my favorite pitcher, James Shields, big game James, pitching against John Lester, the Oakland A's trade deadline target who they got. The A's were really beefed up. They were like, oh my God, this is it. This is the time. We're going to really beef this thing up and try and win a championship this year. They were put in the wild card game. They had to go to Kansas City. Kansas City didn't win the division either. They lost to the Tigers. They got down 7-3. It was the eighth inning. I was in the stadium. I took a walk and I said, you know, I'm just going to take a walk because this is so cool. And I'm just so happy to be here. And, you know, I might never get to see a playoff game again in my life. This might be it. The Royals hadn't been in the playoffs in 29 years. Royals had not been to the playoffs in my lifetime. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to get this opportunity again. So I'm going to walk around. I'm just going to take everything. And I will see it from a whole bunch of different angles and just soak. And that was in about the seventh inning. And the A's stretch out their lead to 7-3. I sit back down and, for the bottom of the eighth and Alcides Escobar hit a little dribbler up the middle for a single. And then the Royals just kept hitting singles.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, huh, this is weird. And then
chipping away at this.
And then I started to get hope. They tie the game in the ninth. They go to extra innings. And I'm convinced they're going to lose this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is pre what the next month was going to give us as a Royals fan. And this is pre what the next year was going to give us as a Royals fan. When you were trained to believe your team couldn't lose for those 2 months, October of 2014 and October 15, the Royals had trained their fans that they couldn't lose in games where they were expected to lose. It was the most magical feeling. I felt like I could walk on water, but that hadn't happened yet. And they won because Salvador Perez stuck his bat out. I mean, a flurry of amazing things happened in between, but Salvador Perez, who really couldn't get a hit the entire postseason and the entire season leading up to that point, was totally broken in the batter's box. Got a slider and way off the plate, stuck his bat out there, somehow got it past the diving Josh Donaldson, and the Royals won the wild card game, and that kicked off the most memorable month of baseball I will ever experience in my life, even though they lost in Game 7 of the World Series. But Josh, this is
would
my
Alex Gordon have made it?
This is no, he would not have.
I didn't think so either.
This is my favorite team in one of the greatest baseball games, in my opinion, ever played.
I actually agree with you.
And it won't be beaten.
This is it. It's one of maybe even the most thrilling baseball game I've ever watched. And I watched the Cubs win the World Series in dramatic fashion.
Yeah. In extra innings.
Yes. This game also went extra innings, and it ended super late, right?
Yes.
As a postseason game would that went extra innings.
I stayed at a buddy's house, and then I drove home the next morning. And
okay.
Yeah. But that was it. I'm willing to just say it. That was it. That's as good as it gets.
Michael Bruns has commented on the anniversary.
Oh, really? Interesting.
With the gif from Dumb and Dumber.
Where is he commenting at?
On Twitter.
Okay.
Jim Carrey at the bar in Dumb and Dumber. I don't care.
Because Bruns, I've known Bruns for the majority of these 8 years. And he has to hear me talk about this every single year. He has to hear me talk about this every year on this date. And by the way, I'm never, ever, 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 not even if there's a fire, going to shut up about this game. It's not going to happen. And you as the listeners have to listen to me talk about it for at least 5 to 7 to 10 minutes on every September 30th for the rest of my life, or as long as I have a microphone in front of me. I'm never going to shut up about it. That's just what it is.
You know, maybe we could work out a similar deal on the anniversary of the Braves winning the World Series coming up.
Yeah, but it wasn't as cool, Josh.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't as cool.
A lot of those games were not close. Especially the last
one. Jorge Soler had a home run.
He did. Hip, hip, Jorge.
He hit a lot of home runs.
He did. Thank you. Thank you for that deadline acquisition.
You're welcome. He was basically free. You're welcome. A phone call. Yes. Somebody's willing to oblige my Royals talk. This is fantastic. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey. All right. Well, this is Jim and O'Neill. I email the show every now and again.
Okay.
Have the day off. I'm on the road. I'm a huge Royals fan. And what I remember specifically about that day, you're going to hear a story. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
I was at a small school as the principal AD, and we had a volleyball tournament, and I had it set up. My superintendent was going to take the game, and then his kid got sick.
Ugh.
So I'm sitting there running the scoreboard at a volleyball game that, like, was awful. It wasn't good. We won, thank God, at least. And I'm watching the game cast on my phone. I'm just getting increasingly depressed. And I'm texting my buddy, who was at McCook at the time. We're both big Royals fans. And then I'm just like getting yoasted. And I got home. My wife, I walk in and she's like, "Do you know the score?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "You're about to say we're getting yoasted." And I said, "Yes."
Because that was the thing. That was the thing up until that exact day.
Fire Ned Yost.
Yeah. Exactly. And I sit down and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? I don't know what's going on. I'm texting back and forth with my buddy, and I was 29 years old. So I was born when they won the World Series, but like seriously.
Yeah,
I
barely.
Know, obviously.
You'd never seen him in the playoffs, yeah.
Exactly. And so I'm sitting there watching the game, we're texting back with my buddy, and we're both like, how are we gonna lose? How are we gonna lose? And then like increasingly, oh my god, this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen. I can't believe it's going to happen. And I think the best part about that night for me was my wife was sitting there being like, they're going to win, Jim. Like, no, they're not. Like,
no chance.
I've been through this. I've been through this. Like I've been with them long enough. Like I was a Gary Gaetti fan. So like, that's what we're doing here. Okay. And, so they win.
Oh no, Jim.
62-0 for the rest of my life. And then long story short, the best part about that whole run those 2 years was my dad told me when they won the World Series, he remembered he was holding me because I wouldn't go to bed that night. All four of my kids for some reason woke up in the middle of the night. It was against the Mets when they won it.
Yeah.
And I got to hold every single one of my kids through that win. Just like my dad did for me when we won. And it made all of that stuff so worth it. And they were so bad. My friends made fun of me in high school about, why do you like these losers? And that made every single bit of it worth it. And I can't wait for 30 years from now when I'm 60 and my kids get to do the same thing when the Royals do it again.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for obliging me on my Royals talk. It's
That's baseball.
Yep.
Right there.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I remember when the Cubs won the World Series. My dad's a big Cubs fan. Worked the early shift at work. Yeah, I think he had to be there at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. And the rain delay hits. And he goes, I got to go to bed. And I go, no, Dad.
No, you don't.
Like, no, my brother and I, we came over here to be with you when the Cubs win the World Series. And he goes, I can't. I just can't. I got to work in the morning. And he went to bed. And my brother and I just said, well, I mean, we can't leave.
Right.
We can't leave. We have to watch this game. And sure enough, the Cubs did it. And I was not with my father when it happened.
Yeah, he went to bed. Happens. Like I said, tough not to be romantic about baseball. Okay, yeah. Thank you. This is my one time a year. This is the first time I've done it at 1620 The Zone, but I've done it now for 8 years in a row. Or 7 years in a row.
That's awesome.
Seven years in a row. I've been on air for each of the last 7 years somewhere on September 30th. And I said, oh yeah, remember when it was the wild card game? And I tell the whole story exactly like I just did. The biggest thing, because Jim mentioned it, the Yosted thing. So this was the thing right up until this moment. Once again, the Royals had not trained your brain yet to think they're going to win every close game because this is just what they do. That was not a thing yet. They went on to sweep the Angels, hashtag Mike Trout's only playoff series.
Yep. Ofer.
Swept the Baltimore Orioles. And I was like, what's going to happen? Are they going to win the World Series? What? What's going on?
I don't remember the Orioles. Wow.
They swept them clean.
Hmm.
Really very few competitive games or moments that you would remember from that.
So they got to the World Series without losing a playoff game?
Correct. 8-0.
Now, I don't remember that either.
Yep.
We should talk about that more.
Thank you. We should. Whenever you want. Josh, yes, whenever you want. Go ahead. Yeah. And then they won the World Series the next year. But I always maintain that 14 was the more fun one. Dave tweets our comments on our YouTube stream. Deal. Listen to the story every year. Thank you. Also, Jim has to call in every year, too. Love it. Everybody just on September 30th every year, we just call in and tell the exact same stories. Because this is all we have as Royals fans. Patrick on YouTube on the stream says, You weren't at the Jeff Larish game. I was not at the Jeff Larish game. That would not go on the memory of one of the greatest sporting events of my life. Nebraska lost that game. I don't know if you remember, but Jeff Larish was a thing. But I was driving to a baseball game that day, one of my own personal baseball games, or my dad was driving me there. And when Andy Gertz hit the home run, we were driving on the West Dodge, expressway or past the expressway. And everybody was listening to the game on the radio around us. And when Andy Gertz hit the home run, us and everybody around us started honking their horns. I was like, oh my God, Nebraska gonna win, a national championship? And then it didn't happen because Jeff Larish happened. But that was also the Andy Gertz game, one of the greatest moments in Nebraska baseball history. But they ended up losing.
Can we as a society go back to honking our horns when Nebraska scores a touchdown?
Honk for the Huskers.
Come on. It used to be like I didn't have to listen to the game on the radio because I knew if Nebraska scores, there's going to be a lot of people honking for no apparent reason.
It's now, time to honk.
Nothing.
Yep.
That's the apathy we don't want to see in this state.
It's time to be driving down the road and start honking again. Mm-hmm. I agree. Poll question?
Yep.
Is it time to start honking? Well, however you want to put it. Back to the phones. Oh, yes. When you put the topic up here and it says Royals, you're getting in every time. That's how you know you could call into the show and say, hey, I want to talk about the Royals. I will stop whatever I'm doing and I will let you in.
Doesn't matter the month.
Yeah. So that's how you can sneak your way into the show if you ever feel like, I don't know if I'm going to get in today. Just say you're going to call about the Royals. Dan's on the line. Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
What's going on?
So the only playoff baseball game I've ever been to, actually the only postseason thing of any kind I've been to, was the Game 3 of the 2014 ALCS. That was you mentioned that there weren't many like iconic moments in that series. And you're right, but the only one that I can think of happened directly in front of me at that game.
When Moose went into the dugout?
Yeah, Moustakas went into the dugout suite. Now, unfortunately, I was three rows from the very top of the K, so I was so far away, even though it happened directly in front of me, I could not see the play. So I was there. I never saw it.
You know, so the greatest thing about that, Dan, and thanks for the call. The greatest thing about that, so they ended up putting a sticker on one of the signs in there. The sign in the dugout suite said, "Beware, bats and balls may fly in here." And they put a piece of neon tape on the bottom of the sign, and it said, "And moose." So it said, "Beware, bats and balls and moose could fly in here." And that stayed in there for years because people remember that moment. Yes, that was one of the iconic moments of that series. Oh, look. Oh, Alan. Yes, make my day. He wants to talk Royals. Hi, Alan.
Hi. So, yeah, I just heard you say, you know, talk about the Royals. So I wanted to chime in. Help me understand what the big deal is about the Royals. I mean, so the Queen dies. And the whole country shuts down. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really explain that. Thanks, Alan.
I like that. I don't know why I like that.
It was pretty good.
As Damon said,
what's the big deal about the Royals?
It's all in the delivery.
I thought I was going to have to explain why people like the Royals to him.
I thought so too. I was like, oh no.
I was like, I don't know. They're a sports team.
I'm going to see Angry Connor.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the deal with the Royals? They're famous. For what? They don't do anything. All right. Done. But I'll still take your tweets. If anybody was at that game that night or any of the playoff games over the rest of the 2 years, please, send them my way. I appreciate that. Okay. Like I said, the lineup powered by the Roof Freeze, John Higgins, Weather Guard. We are off and running on a football Friday. We'll change gears here. We will talk in depth about the actual football game that there is to take place tomorrow evening at Memorial Stadium. We'll do that all coming up. Munson at the top of the hour talks some recruiting on 1620 The Zone. And yes, football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. All you gotta do, sign up with promo code HAPPER, H-A-P-P-E-R. Here's the things that about FanDuel. You're always going to get an easy-to-use app. You're always going to get an experience where you get paid out quickly. There's great odds. And we've been talking about this with you guys all week. Some of the odds that they put out there for you, some of the featured games or the already pre-made parlays, they just make it easy for you. And it's a community over with the FanDuel Sportsbook. The app's safe, secure, and as always, easy to use. Sign up with promo code HAPPER. For your first no-sweat bet, that is promo code HAPPER. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.